Tal Prince Live, your Pharisee-free zone, where no topic is off limits and no sin beyond grace. Now your host, Tal Prince.
Well, happy Sunday to you, North America. We are glad to be with you yet again, another week in the Pharisee-free zone. No topic off limits. No sin is beyond grace. You know that's the way we like to do it here, and it's the way it ought to be done, all right? Because I don't care what you're struggling with. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. We need to cool that wrapper. you know, it's kind of like being in a movie theater there. Just kind of the crackling cellophane of just open it. That was our usual studio guest, Jack. Open a Hershey Special Dark, for which we're not charging. But anyway, so a little bit of levity to start. So I don't know where I was, but I'm sure it was awesome. But we don't care what you're struggling with, where you've been, what you've done. The gospel applies to you, okay? It applies to you. God loves you. He knows. He's not freaked out. He's not stunned. He's not freaked out, okay? So we're happy to talk with you tonight. We have a special guest that I'll introduce to you, in just a little bit. But we're going to be talking about dad's involvement in their children's lives tonight, okay? The importance of that. And I know a lot of our dads that listen to this show are OTR drivers, okay? We know this. And so we know it's hard. We know it's difficult. You are on the road, guys. You're making a living, providing for your family. So it's really kind of key to talk about and deal with how can we as dads be involved in our kids' lives? What's a healthy involvement look like? What's it look like, particularly with our daughters? We'll kick some stuff around about how to date our daughters, I'm sure. And there's going to be some good stuff going on tonight. So if you've got some issues with your children or you're the spouse of a man who is not involved in the children's lives or doing it well, give us a call. Let us know. Let's talk about being a dad and how we stay involved in our kids' lives tonight. 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. Your number, as it is every week, ought to be on your dash unit for your Sirius satellite radio. And we'll be happy to talk to you about that. Where am I on time, G? 2 minutes? Okay, here we go. Let me just say this. I've been asked I don't know how many hundreds of times this week about Bishop Eddie Long. I am not going to comment speculate as to the man's guilt or innocence. This is not for us to do. We do not know that. We're not going to try the man in the court of public opinion or on the airwaves. I will say this. I watched his sermon this morning. I'm deeply disturbed that a guy has the opportunity to have a worldwide global media audience as it was carried by CNN. It was carried all over the place on the internet, the live stream. Talked an awful lot about himself, used Psalm 34:19, which is really in reference to Jesus, but never once named the name of Jesus. And I find that deeply troubling. I just wish that would have happened, but I'm not making any speculation from that or any leap from that to his guilt or innocence. I'm not condemning him. I'm just saying, hey, listen, as pastors, our number one job is to proclaim the name of Christ in anything that we do and in everything that we do. And that's true for all of us. That's what we're to be doing. And so when given an opportunity like that, as a pastor, I would have liked to seen him take that shot and talk about Jesus in the midst of this scandal for the church. That's what's going to bring comfort to the flock there, comfort to those who follow him, comfort to those who know him. I'm sad that got missed today. Mm-hmm. All right. That's really all I want to say about that. Don't call about that. But if you are a dad or you're married to one, or you're the ex-spouse of one that's not involved and are seeking help as to what's a healthy involvement look like, give us a call. We've got a very special guest who is eminently qualified to handle these questions, and you're going to like her very much. She's been here before, and she's back with us tonight. So 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645, and we look forward to talking with you about that, about being a dad. I know it's tough for a lot of you that are out there in your OTRs, but hey, look, man, It's never too late to start going back and undoing what's been done. So let's get after it, guys. All right. 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. We're going to jump to break, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to Tal Prince Live on Sirius Satellite Radio. This is the best radio on radio. I hate cutting into a Stevie Ray bumper. It's just me. Hope y'all are digging as much as I do. Stevie Ray Vaughan on a Sunday night lets you know if you're listening to Christian radio and hearing Stevie Ray Vaughan, you are listening to Tal Prince Live. That's a safe bet. Here we go. Again, I want to set this topic up for you a little bit. Tonight, we want to talk about dads and being involved in the lives of our children, what that looks like, what a healthy relationship looks like, and maybe some stuff about how to handle it if it's not so great. So if you're a dad and you need some advice in this area, give us a call, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645. Your call will be screened by the faithful Casey Seabass Hobbs. He would be happy to talk with you, and we would be happy to get you on the air again, as long as what you're calling about is the topic we're talking about. Rules to live by. Here we go. I want to introduce our guest, and also if you are the spouse of a man who's not as involved in your kids' lives as you would like, this could be a good night for you to call and talk to our special guest, 877-800-8645. So let me welcome our special guest back to the show. We've had her on before and are very, very happy to have her back on the show. So let me introduce to you the counselor extraordinaire that is Alice Chernock. Alice, how are you doing tonight?
What's up? I'm so good. Hey, thanks so much for having me back, man.
You gotta love a counselor who's that casual. I'm just saying, because a lot of them are pretty formal.
Well, I'm pretty jazzed that how random that we just ran into each other.
Yeah, pretty good.
Getting our coffee fix last week, and then here we are tonight.
So. This is an addiction show.
I know.
We were a little we were getting that caffeine hit the other day, and so we bumped into each other at a local coffee shop, and so got to spend some time there hanging out. So I'm like.
I'm like,
you need to come back on the show. And she goes, I would love to win. I go, Sunday's good.
And Sunday I'm open.
So here it is.
So
boom.
Sunday it works.
Look, I want to tell y'all, seriously, Alice knows what she is doing. She is a very, very good counselor. I have referred people to
Thank
her,
you.
Have never had anyone complain, which is not always true.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm very humbled by that, but I also know that, I'm glad to be here tonight because this is a really tough topic, and I think that this is something that is near and dear to my own heart, just because I work with so many teenage girls in particular. I mean, I see some guys too, but mostly I work with teenage girls.
Yeah.
And man, this is something that every single one of them has to deal with, every single one.
Yeah.
I mean, and we all know what it's like growing up. We all have parents, whether they're there, whether they're not there. We have parents, you know, and so we're going to be dealing with this.
Yeah.
Right, right. And so, I just think that it's so important that we address this, and I appreciate you having me on tonight.
Oh, it's great. So what are some of the common, because you deal with a lot of teenage girls and some boys, but a lot of teenage girls.
Right.
What are some of the just kind of the common situations that you see that are, that are kind of related to parents?
Well, I think that especially with teenagers, there's this whole phenomenon of teenagers going through this identity development. Who am I? I think you see every teenager out there who at least goes through some kind of stage in their life, some kind of funky stage, whether it's like blue hair or really bad music. For me, I will be honest, I went through a Michael Bolton stage. Michael Bolton.
Let me stop
this
you for
is,
just
wait,
a moment.
Wait, wait, wait. This is I the won't. Long, curly hair Michael Bolton.
There is no other Michael Bolton. Even the purr.
This is high school for me.
So let me get you, hold on just one second, because I need to do a preemptive strike.
Okay.
Do not bring in any Michael Bolton bumper.
I
will harm you.
Oh, but there's so many.
No.
Sad.
No.
Sad.
No, there will be no Michael Bolton bumper.
Come on.
I'm dropping them.
Why you gotta hate?
Yeah, well, it's not hate. It's good taste.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So,
well, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, that, like, hits right home what we're talking about. That every teenager goes through some kind of stage where they're into something probably not with the best taste.
Like right? Michael Bolton.
Like Michael Bolton. Yes. And the funny thing is, I used to say Bolton, not Michael Bolton. Bolton.
Oh, you know, clearly, like, from Alabama.
Like, really, right, Bolton. Right. You know, it was really hardcore.
You're hardcore.
But all that to say, man, we've got to get our parents involved in this because this is such a critical time for teenagers. You know, I mean, you're going through such a change in your life right now. Mm-hmm. And if they don't go through this critical period of figuring out who the heck they're going to be in their lives, they're going to have to go through it later on in life when it's a lot more dangerous and the risks are much, much higher.
Yeah.
So we've got to get with our parents now. As parents, we've got such a huge obligation, responsibility to our kids to go on and get these relationships built.
Yeah. What would you say to the dad out there who, you know, probably didn't have a good relationship with his dad and really so didn't learn how to be, you know, a dad, what a healthy dad relationship looks like. And so he doesn't have that compass. What would you say to that guy?
I would say that you've got your work out cut out for you. Mm. And I think that the sympathy and the empathy goes out to me because you really, it's a hard, hard job. But having said that, you got some role models. There are definitely places you can go, people you can talk to who can help you with this, whether it's a counselor, whether it's a family friend, whether it's an uncle, a grandfather, a pastor. You know, there are tons of men out there who know how to be men. And that, to me, is such a big point. You know, we have this skewed mentality of what a man is supposed to be like, you know? And that's that. It's just not this big, husky guy who never cries and, you know, oh, I'm going to play football with only my son, rah, rah, rah.
That's,
you know?
That's good for me.
Yeah, no, yeah, especially because you've got two daughters, you know?
There's a lot of
you gotta know
the prince household.
Right, exactly. You got to know how to relate to a woman.
Yeah.
That's what a real man does. That's what he's like. So I would say, you know, you got your work cut out for you, but seek resources, get some books, talk to some people, do whatever it takes to build that relationship. And I know, you know, I have parents, I have dads all the time. I had a dad about 2 years ago who started coming in. And I ended up having to nail him to the floor. And I, you know, I hate it. I love it, my job. But I like you, Tal, I have no problem telling it like it is. And this dad, let me tell you, he thought that he was being a great dad because he provided for his family.
Oh, yeah.
And
the bills are paid.
The bills are paid.
You got a roof over your head.
Right,
you're eating. You're wearing fine clothes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's it. And that is not going to cut it. And I will cut you back and forth and up and down if you come in my office and tell me that you're doing your job because you're a dad and that's what you do.
Okay. I dare you now to call in. 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. And Raphael, our call screener, deeply apologizes for disconnecting you. So call back, dude. We'd love to get you on the air. 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. So you said it's like seek role models that are out there. This is a really important time to be a dad. Seek role models. Read some books. Find some resources. Do you have like a list of recommended resources? Like, what are some books on being a dad? Do you know any?
You know, I know that there are some great godly resources out there, and I would encourage you to go to the section of maybe a Christian bookstore or even Lifeway or something like that and learn what it means to be a great dad. You know, I think that Dobson has a couple of books out there like Raising Boys and Bringing Up Girls and Parenting Under Pressure or Parenting Without Pressure. That's the name of it.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, there are definitely some really good resources out there that you can. But I also encourage parents to make it their own. Don't take a book and try to make a book into your life.
Right.
Because you know your kids, you know yourself. And so you are going to be the one who can have the best kind of relationship because you know what it looks like. You know, it doesn't have to look like a textbook.
Yeah, they're rarely good.
No. They're just, you know.
True.
Yeah, the textbook
not
really,
so much.
Never really worked all that well. Where are we on time, G? All right, cool. I'll tell you what, Raphael, you hold on, dude. We'll get you in the next segment. I don't want to cut you short, all right? And to our other callers that are on hold, you know, we're going to get to you, too. And so we got one line open at the moment, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645. This is a very important age to be a dad because there are so many challenges in terms of just kind of the hypersexualization of our culture, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I like to get your opinion on this. What would you say to dads as to what their role is with their daughters in terms of their sexuality?
Well, I think that first and foremost, you're a role model. As a dad, you have got to be a role model because, I mean, you think about, you know, dating. Oh, you know, it's a natural part of life. It's a rite of passage, whatever. I do not buy that because things that you have to be taught. And let me tell you, dads, if you're not teaching your daughters what to expect out of a date, then they're going to accept any old date that they can get. Mm. Because if for no other reason, they don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Dads, if you're not opening doors for your daughters, if you're not paying for their meals, if you're not bringing them flowers, then how on earth do you expect their boyfriend, who's like a 16-year-old, pimply-faced, never dated before, only knows how to text kind of guy? How do you expect him to date your daughter in the way that you would have somebody date your daughter, right?
Yeah, the text date request is never
a good
idea.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What is this? Yeah. Oh, that's a whole nother.
Yeah.
That's a whole.
We'll have you back.
I'll get off my
mouth. Yeah, I mean, I think the concept of dating your daughter, you know, is
it's
a key
huge.
One.
It is huge. And, you know, I have some great examples that my dad did a fabulous job of dating me growing up. And it's so true that, you know, if you don't show your daughter how to be dated, she's not going to know how to be dated.
She's not going to know what's bad treatment.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I've heard this a lot. And, well, it's something that I say. So if I'm wrong, correct me. And what I know is, you will.
You love me.
Y'all can't see what she's wearing, but it's big steel-toed boots.
Yeah.
A couple of
bold on the whole
really sharp points. You know,
I love my shotgun in the car.
With razor blades. She's
nice.
Tough. She's tough,
yeah.
Alice.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it true that one of a dad's major jobs with his daughters, and sons, is to teach them healthy intimacy, what that really looks like?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yes. It is absolutely their job because, again, how would they know if you don't teach them what healthy intimacy is? It's intimacy that has boundaries to it. It's respect.
Yeah.
It's significance. It's importance. It's all of those things that comprises healthy intimacy, but in a healthy dating daughter, father-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking creepy father-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to stalk your kids.
Right.
What we're saying.
There is a difference.
Yeah, that would be bad. Although, you know, when my daughters get there, I'm just
saying.
You
might just
if
stalk them.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you're thinking about dating either of my daughters, I'd watch your back.
See?
Yeah. You know, and I have. I've had that opportunity to, you know, to take the girls out. And really, I've learned a lot from your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to steal his thunder. I'll let you talk about some of the things you did as a healthy date. We're getting ready to jump to break. So, again, we want to hear from you. We've got, I think we lost Raphael again.
He just couldn't hold it on, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
Or he heard all the threats about the steel-toed boots.
Oh, come on, Raphael.
Scared him off.
No, we're counting on you.
She's only going to rough me up. So, y'all are fine. You're safe. 877-800-8645. If you're a dad and you want to know how to date your daughter, how to raise your sons in a healthy way in this culture, we want to hear from you. If you know a good example, call us. 877-800-8645. You're listening to Tal Prince Live on Sirius Satellite Radio. This is FamilyNet, Channel 161. Robert Randolph and the Family Band right there. Again, you're rolling through Birmingham. I know you drivers. Schedule it October 12th. Hit Birmingham. They're going to be playing at Work Play. We're going to be there, so come hang out with us. We would love it. And if you drive for Robert Randolph and the Family Band, we'd like to have them on the show. You know what I'm saying. So hook us up. All right, 877-800-8645, your number. We are talking to Alice Chernock, who is one of my favorite counselor types. She is wonderful. I send people to her. I highly recommend her. And she does a great, great job. And she knows of what she speaks tonight. So we're talking about dads, the importance of dads being involved in your kids' lives. It's more than just taking care of their financial needs and all that. You've got to be involved in their lives. Otherwise, they could wind up like me, which, you know, was really kind of sad and tragic for quite some time. you know, now, and I'm not going to tell you, just because you're involved is not going to free them from problems. Alice has confessed to an infatuation with Michael Bolton, which we find troubling. This is something I did not know about Alice until tonight.
Yes. Part of her rebellious phase, she admitted it.
It was.
On par with what, blue hair and something else.
Look, here's the truth, right? I mean, if you were involved well in your kids' lives, like her dad was, the extent of their rebellion is Michael Bolton phase.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Come on. Far better Michael Bolton than like Axl Rose, right? I mean, come on. So this is what we're talking about. You know, how to keep your kids, you know.
Into Michael Bolton.
Yeah. Stretching the boundary all the way to Michael Bolton.
I'm never going to live that one down, am I, Dale?
Let's say this. He did show a little too much man cleavage.
That is...
not going to doubt that.
Oh,
so,
come
you
on.
Know. So, yeah, but we love Alice.
That's great. That's so funny.
Okay, so we've been talking about, as a dad, how to be involved, how to date your daughter. I do want to get you to define one thing for me, and then we're going to take we'll take a couple of calls. 877-800-8645, your number. But intimacy between how do you define intimacy? What's a good, healthy definition of intimacy?
Ooh, you should have given me a forewarning on that one.
No,
I would say,
it's
you
my
know,
show.
Thanks a lot. See, now I'm getting nailed. I like it. You know, I think a healthy form of intimacy is knowing someone in a very deep personal level, but it's not too deep that it's crossing those boundaries. You know, it's respecting that person is another individual. They're allowed to have their own opinions. They're allowed to have their own thoughts. They have their own ideas. But an intimate relationship wants to know them on a deeper level. They want to have that respect and that deeper understanding of what somebody is and really who God made them to be. I mean, I think that you cannot eliminate the God factor from an intimate relationship. You know, you have to throw it in there. There's just no way of distinguishing it because, I mean, look at our example of intimacy. I mean, we have to go to Christ for everything, every model in our life.
Right.
And he is our perfect example of an intimate relationship, of someone who knows us so deeply and loves us anyway. You know?
You see why we love Alice here. Come on. That's some good solid gospel right there. That's what we love.
Yeah, I love the way that you brought in the term boundaries, and you said, you are an individual. You each have your individual persons and your individual boundaries, but yet you're sharing each other.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool.
Have to have that. You know, I mean, I think that people get really confused with intimacy and enmeshment. And that, again, that's a whole nother show, but...
I hope you're taking notes, driver.
Hey,
I just hope
I'm
you're taking notes.
You open next week?
People, seriously.
We'll bring you right back out here.
I'm there.
Not above it at all. You know, we will never provide Michael Bolton bumper. So, here we go.
Yeah, we will.
Time, love, and tenderness.
Oh, stop. That was just really painful right there. But you know what's great about that is the confidence that her dad inspired in her that she would feel free to do that. Because
after we berated Michael Bolton up and down, she would just belt it out.
Yeah, she didn't care.
I got no problem.
You know, singing
no
to it, you know, because, I mean, we got a big studio audience tonight and then, you know, an audience of at least two. So let's go to let's go and bring a caller in. Let's go to Josiah in Oklahoma City. Josiah, how you doing tonight, man?
Good evening. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, man,
good,
doing all
Josiah.
Right. Thanks for listening to the show and thanks for calling in, man. What you got for us tonight?
You're welcome. Hey, I'm rising to the challenge. I'm the father that provides a living for my well, God allows me to provide a living for my family.
All right.
Right.
My wife and I, we have two children. My son is in college. My daughter's getting ready to graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. 90% of the time, because I'm an over-the-road truck driver, I'm away from home.
Yeah.
My daughter and I, we don't have an intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to figure is how to get that deep, intimate relationship mm-hmm. with her. Mm-hmm. My son, he calls me every week. We're just closer, and I'd like for my daughter and I to reach that level.
Mm-hmm. Well, Josiah, I respect that so much, and let me make sure that I make it clear that I am by no means belittling a working man and one who has a job that does take you away from your home a lot. I respect that. I think that you're doing a lot to provide for your family, but I got a question for you. What is it that makes you so close to your son compared to your daughter? You know, what is it about your son?
Okay, well, I'm a little embarrassed to say this.
That's okay. Listen, I just bolted out Michael. Come on now.
Yeah, there's no one listening.
No shame here.
Here we go. Okay, so all throughout they're like 3 years apart, but all throughout his life, I was his coach in Pop Warner, football.
There you go.
She always took, like, dance. She did all the girly stuff. Now, when it came to, like, cheerleading and drama and theater and mm-hmm. musicals, mm-hmm. when it came to his stuff, I was always there. When it came to her stuff, I was always a little depressed because I don't like musicals. I don't like drama.
Right.
So, you know, I just never could push myself, but I always paid for it. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm dead. You know, I can't say it's me. It's always God. Allows me to do these things. I have to give him all the glory. But I've never, you know, so now that she's older, this is what I did. I said, once a week, why don't you call me? We'll make time every Saturday. You call me and we'll talk. Well, I initiated one call and she never initiated any other calls. Mm-hmm. But she'll tell her mom, my dad never calls me. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting there expecting her to call, and I don't know, maybe in her mind she's expecting me to call.
Yeah. Yeah, Josiah, so, you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly it. And let me point again, you know, it sounds like you're a godly man, you recognize, you know, the Lord's strength, but I'm going to call you on this one that you've got to look to Christ to your model, because look at how Christ pursues us every single day. And how often do we spit in his face and turn against him? And he still continually, day after day, pursues us. And Josiah, that is your job as a father. Your daughter may spit in your face. She may not like football. She may not like anything you have to say. But you look to Christ as your model. And therefore, yeah, if that means you have to call her every single day until the day she dies, hallelujah, do it. Because what you're showing to her is that she is significant, that she is special. And let me tell you, every woman out there needs to know that she is special.
Yeah.
Every single one. And let me tell you, from a dad, you're not going to hit any. There's not another man in her life that will ever, ever be able to provide that sense of feeling special the way her dad is going to be able to.
You're gonna make me cry.
I'm telling you.
Mm. Get me down. You're cutting me deep.
I don't mean to be cutting you deep, man. We're in this together. We're all parents.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell it like it is. You okay. Got a good thing going already. You know that there's an issue there, and that's the first step. All mm-hmm. right. Now, what are you gonna do about it?
Hey, I'm gonna take your advice. I'm gonna start calling every day. She's gonna get sick of me calling.
Good.
I'm gonna start calling.
I'm glad to hear it. I like that. Text her. Call her. What is her language? Josiah, think about that. What's her language?
Okay. When you say language, meaning her way to communicate with me?
Yeah. Well, what's her way of communicating with anybody? Think about her friends. What's her way of communicating with her friends? You know your daughter.
I do. You're right. Just constantly communicate, constantly in touch with
them.
You're right. I think a lot of it with me, pride gets in the way. And you know, pride just gets in the way. Well, she's not calling me, so I'm not going to call her.
Right.
And that,
it hurts.
And most people, it does hurt. Most people probably wouldn't admit that, but I'm not, you know, I'm admitting it. That's what it is. But what you said when we rang home.
Good.
I'm going to be more persistent.
Good,
and I appreciate that. That's what I need to hear.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And your daughter is going to be so much of a more complete, whole, healthy woman because you were willing to do that, because you were willing to swallow your pride, and because you're constantly pursuing her. You know, when you're on the road, send her a letter. Send her a postcard from the places that you go. Send her something, you know. Send her a little random rose in the mail. I'm telling you, there's not a woman out there who wouldn't love to get stuff like that from her, especially from her daddy. You know, just because you're away from home, it doesn't mean that you're absent. There's a big difference.
I thank you for that, okay?
Thanks.
When I hang up now, I'm calling her right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Josiah, man. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening to the show. And you stay safe out there, man. Call your daughter, man. Thank you so much, brother. And, you know, it's you know, that was such a – geez, you're good. So this is the deal. I mean, pride's often going to get in the way. Cause I think a lot of dads feel, especially dads, you know, who you know, maybe didn't have a great one, are going to be more prone to, I don't think my daughter wants me to call. I don't think my son wants me to call. And if, I mean, you know, I mean, it's easier to connect for men at an athletic level with other men and boys, but you know, daughters into musicals, all those things, it's a different ball game.
Yep.
Welcome to the Prince House. All right, we're going to jump to break. You're listening to Tao Prince Live, Sirius Satellite. Give us a call. We got a line open, 877-800-8645. We'll be right back. Derek Webb on a Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. We've been having a really good conversation, and really for me, the night was worth it just to have the call from Josiah. That was gold. We were talking a little bit during the break that, you know, I mean, a call like that is seriously, I mean, clearly y'all know Alice knows her business, all right? You figure that out. But, you know, there's a call right there, an instance of somebody calling, you know, into a show and having change affected in their life, and that change going down to, you know, a father-daughter relationship that could very well radically alter that young girl's life in a very, very positive way. And so I love being a part of stuff like that. So, Alice, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so if you need to have this type of change affected, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645 is our number. This is our last segment really to get a call in, so I would advise you to call now if you, you know, have a problem, an issue, a challenge in this realm, or, you know, you're the spouse or ex-spouse, you're in a step situation, you know, your kids live with somebody else, you don't know how to quite deal with that, give us a call, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645. So, Alice, we're talking about this. We're talking about, you know, your dad did a great job, you know, with you. What were some of the things that your dad did that really, you know, made an impact on you?
Yeah. You know, I think that, and I think that you're right, that it's easy for me to sit here and tell dads, hey, you know, man up, this is what you need to do. And I did have a great relationship with my dad. And so it's easy for me to relate, you know, to that side of this. But, you know, I will say my dad, from day one, I remember going on dates with my dad from day one. And I know that, you know, that's kind of a new phenomenon that we're talking about. But really, if you think about dating somebody, if you're thinking about getting to know somebody and you want to start dating them, you start small. You start with things that are not real deep, not real personal. You know, maybe you'll go to a movie. Maybe you'll go miniature golfing. Maybe, you know, you start light and then you progress into a deeper relationship. And so for a dad, you know, who may be uncomfortable starting this, I would really encourage you to start small with things that are pretty neutral, you know. Go, I don't know, to a garden together, or go to a football game, or, you know, do whatever, all right? And those are some of the things that I remember my dad doing. Yeah. You know, he would date us every week, once a week. And that's another thing that I really encourage dads to do, because it provides consistency. And that's something that really is big. You know, I work with a lot of dads who have very good intentions, who mean well and who start strong, But then life happens and work gets really busy and, mm-hmm. you know, things just kind of fizzle out.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I feel like my dad did a great job of. Every single Wednesday afternoon, he would mm-hmm. pick me up from school and we would go to this five and dime called Nelson's. This was in Gadsden, Alabama on Broad Street. I can tell you exactly where
wow.
it was.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. This is where it was.
Okay. Look, hey, dudes. Catch the impact that made.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, go.
Yeah, absolutely. We would get popcorn every Wednesday afternoon. And I remember my dad, you know my dad, he's mm. old Southern, you know, he's from Montgomery. And I remember, this is awesome. I remember my dad would lean in to me and he would say in his very Southern accent, mm-hmm. he would say, "Darling, what's it like to be you?" Just like that.
Cash money.
It was right. Yeah. "Darling, what's it like to be you?" And that was the most powerful, impactful phrase that he uh-huh. could say. And dads, let me tell you, the first time, you're welcome to steal that one from my dad. Ask your daughter, "What's it like to be you?"
Mm-hmm.
Right there. All right. It's an open-ended question. It's an easy one. And let me tell you, the first time you do it, it's going to freak her out. She is not going to have any idea what to say, especially if you don't have that relationship with her yet. Mm-hmm. So don't expect her to just pour her heart out to you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, on Wednesdays, I knew that that was my time that I could tell my dad everything.
Mm-hmm.
When he would ask me, "What's it like to be you?" the waterworks would start flowing from my eyes, and I would say, "Oh, it's so hard. Oh, let me tell you."
It's because of the Michael Bolton stuff. Yeah.
Probably. But, you know, just having that time with him and knowing that I had my dad's undivided attention
yeah.
and all he wanted to do was to know me. And that's another thing that every woman wants to be known.
Mm.
Every woman wants to be known.
Catch that, drivers. Catch that.
Every single one. And so going to her and you know, coming to me and saying, mm-hmm. "What's it like to be you?" said to me that he wanted to just know my world. You know, there mm-hmm. was not a wrong answer that I could give him in that moment. It could be really good. It could be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of our check-in. And every single week, I could count on that check-in with my dad. So mm-hmm. we would do stuff like that. He was my softball coach when I was in fifth grade and was, you know, horrible at playing softball. But you know what? He did it, and he did it with pride.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did that with me. You know, I remember going, I was very into musicals and plays and things,
yeah.
and he would be great about taking me to see Annie. You know, just things like that.
Yeah.
Always, and let me tell you, even now, I am older, married, I have a child now,
mm-hmm.
and every Valentine's Day, do you know that my father still shows up at my door with roses on Valentine's Day?
Tell you what, man, your husband better be on his game.
He sure better. But let me tell you, those are the expectations that
right.
I had.
Yep.
Because my dad was the model for me, you
yep.
know, because I knew that I wasn't going to settle for anything less because men like that did exist.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to whatever the movies say or whatever girls say, "Oh, guys aren't going to wait. Guys aren't going to do this." No
mm-hmm.
way. I knew because my dad showed me that
mm-hmm.
they do exist and they are there.
That's so strong. I mean, guys, if you're listening to this and you've got kids, but particularly you got a daughter, I mean, don't you want her to wind up, you know, with a dude that's really strong and really good and that respects her and
right.
is going to treat her properly? I mean, it's one thing to kind of sit back and go, you know, I'm praying she finds a good dude.
Right.
You know, but
right.
to also engage in teaching your daughters
right.
what to accept, what not to accept,
yes.
what to look for in a relationship
right.
to find out what are the possibilities out there, because
mm-hmm.
really, because a lot of her friends are even going to tell her
mm-hmm.
guys like that don't exist.
Exactly.
And that's a really big point you just made about, you know, you knew that men like that exist because your
yes.
dad taught you that they did.
Yes.
Man, that's strong.
It was. It was so strong. It's so powerful. And you know, it's something that I feel very strongly. Now, I have a son,
mm-hmm.
and I can't wait to start dating my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly feel like that is my responsibility as a mom. I need to be teaching him
mm-hmm.
what to expect, how to treat a woman, how to
mm-hmm.
open doors for me,
mm-hmm.
how to do things that he better start doing for any girl that he's going to date. And I
mm-hmm.
have expectations that if he's not going to treat a woman like that,
mm-hmm.
then she doesn't need to be dating my son. And hey, you know, I will be the first one to tell him, "Son, you better man up."
I'm guessing you will. and again, you don't want to play Michael Bolton to teach him to do that.
No, you don't want to play. But hey, you know what? If his girl wants to listen to Michael Bolton,
yeah, that's fine. You know, I always like to find a tagline and spank it around all night.
There you go.
So there you go. But I mean, this is such good base advice that a lot of us just don't engage and just don't do. Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, it is hard. And a lot of you guys that are drivers, I know. I mean, you know, picking your kids up from school may not be an option, especially if you're OTR, because you're out, you're on the road, you are gone all week, and you're working hard to provide for your family. We absolutely respect that.
Yes.
We are not down in that at all. That is fantastic. You're doing a great job.
Yes.
But so you may have to be more creative, and how can you deliberately connect with your kids? My dad was also, I mean, he may as well have been OTR. He was an executive, but he was traveling all the time. He was never home. A big part of that for me, wound up, and please hear me. My choices are my responsibility. It was not my dad's fault. But in what we do here on this show and what's been true for my life is, a tremendous porn and sex addiction. I hadn't met the first addict yet, does not have a Grand Canyon sized father wound in them.
Yeah.
And you can affect change. You can really work at getting close to your kids. And, a phone call, text message. You've got text messaging now, and that's helpful. You don't want to use that as your only form of communication, I don't think. But call your kids, man, engage. And then I know you're going to be tired because, you've been on the road all week. You come home Friday afternoon, Friday night, you're beat. You got Saturday. You kind of want to rest, do laundry, do all that kind of stuff. But, man, I'm telling you, because like your dad took you to the Five and Dime, picked you up from school, took you to the Five and Dime. How much time's, in that?
Maybe an hour. Maybe. Yeah. Because then we would go to church right after that. And so I knew that, we had a very limited amount of time, but I could count on it. And that was big, And let me tag on to something that you just said about texting. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a really good opportunity for guys. I agree with you that it can't be the only form of communication because a lot of communication is lost, lost in translation.
Yeah. I wish there was a sarcasm font, by the way.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. That would be huge.
It would be huge. But, for dads and moms, too, to think about how do your kids typically communicate, And so many kids now communicate through text messaging.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Mm-hmm. If that's where you need to start, if that's what's going to make an impact on your kid, go there, It's like the dad who's willing to go to the Broadway shows with his kid because that's what they love, This is not about you. Mm-hmm. This is not about you. This is about your child. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And so getting to know what they know, that's what's going to make such an impact on their lives.
Yeah. Spending time with your kids is huge. And like she asked Josiah, what's your daughter's language? So many of your kids, texting is just, it's a natural extension of their hands now.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to engage that. My mom sends me text messages now. Hi, Mom. You're probably listening. Hi.
That's awesome.
But do you know how hysterical I think it is that my mom texts me?
I love
that.
That's awesome.
I love it.
I have some dads. I have several dads that are clients that will text their daughter every single morning when they're on their way to school or if they haven't gotten to see them. They'll text them, hey, have a great day.
Yeah.
Or either they'll text them a Bible verse for that day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
It's so great.
I get the pleasure of taking my girls to school most mornings during the week. There's not nearly enough dads in car line, I find.
Yeah.
I see a lot of moms in car line. Not a lot of dads, but you can tell the dads in car line. There's one simple giveaway. The tell that a dad is driving.
What?
Kids' heads popping through the sunroofs. That's how you know a dad's driving that car.
I thought it was going to be that you could not hear Hannah Montana playing over the speaker system.
That's awesome. No. I thought you were going to say is they're eating Cheetos for breakfast. Oh!
I don't know what you're talking about.
In the Prince car, they're eating Necco wafers.
Right.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
That's awesome.
Well, they get Sour Patch Kids now. They're
graduated a little bit.
They've upgraded.
I don't hate, but I listen to, we listen to Radio Disney. a fine Sirius XM channel.
See.
But you know, we listen to that. So yeah, I listen to the music they like to listen to. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to throw in some singer songwriters and some blues, trying to teach them. But you know,
You got to
inject that. But let them, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's the Hannah Montana and the Taylor Swift and all that. And I love to hear my girls sing, you know, and they do, and it's a blast. Yeah. It's so much. We have so much fun going to school in the morning. But their kids are hanging out. Their heads are hanging out the sunroof when we get to the parking lot. It's awesome. All right, we're gonna jump to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tao Prince Live, Sirius Satellite Radio, best radio on radio. I don't think my daughters would listen to that right now. But I have high hopes for them.
Maybe so.
Keep spending time with them.
We'll get there. I'm just your fool. Yeah, I mean, come on. Little Cyndi Lauper doing the blues. Who knew?
I was going to quiz Allie there.
There you go.
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, no, she wouldn't have done it. You saved her time.
Now you throw me some girls just want to have fun. I'm all about some Cyndi Lauper then.
Yeah. More escapades and bumpers you'll never hear on Tao Prince Live. That's never going to happen.
Tao, I can't wait for the day that you watch Girls Just Want to Have Fun with your daughters. Between that and Grease.
Ooh. We've shown a clip of Grease at Tapestry before, so we're not.
Yes, we have.
We ridiculed it, but we showed it.
Yes.
we mocked it heavily.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
And that'll happen if they ever want to watch it. that may be off limits, really, because that's, there's some really bad stuff.
And who knew? I didn't even know that until I got a lot older.
Yeah. And again, where were the dads in that film?
Agreed.
Non-existent.
And
hey, dads, we are. Let's be honest. We are under a fair amount of assault in pop culture. There's not a TV show really that portrays us well. Mm-hmm. We're always portrayed as bumbling idiots or incapable of doing anything and all that. And so there's not many good, healthy portrayals of dads on television. I mean, you can go back to like Cosby Show.
I was just thinking that. The Cosby Show. That's probably the last one I can think of.
Which is still on there. And if you know, you're
and
looking,
it's still relevant. It doesn't matter how old the Cosby Show gets.
The issues are solid.
Yes.
And he gave his children chocolate cake for breakfast.
And
so there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Until they turned around and lied on him.
Oh.
And then it got ugly. Now, I mean, I think that show does provide some good role models, except for the sweaters.
Just say no
to the sweaters. All right.
right.
But I mean, and again, like Alice said earlier, I mean, we have to always be looking to Christ as our role model for anything that we're engaged in. And, you know, if we are with our kids and showing them Christ, your job is not to be Jesus. Your job is to be a mirror of. OK. And you're going to be imperfect. But how cool to be able to have conversations with your kids about how you've blown it and how you've screwed up. And this is one of the things that it's not a conversation I'm necessarily, eager to have. But, I have to tell my daughters about where dad's been and what dad's done so that they can learn from that and know what's out there. And then, we're way out of time, but I want to have you back to talk about. This is something that we kind of kick around here on the show occasionally. And too often in today's world, we talk about, and parents talk about having the talk. We just think, what a ridiculous idea. It's not the talk. It's a lifelong conversation that you start with your kids about sex. And, you got it. Dads, you got to be leading this.
Absolutely.
You got to get in this game.
Yes. Even if you have daughters, you got to get in that game.
I mean, especially if you got a daughter, doesn't dad need to be in that conversation?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. It's, awkward. I know, guys.
It is.
But this is why we'll have Alice back, and we'll talk about that and many other things that she is quite skilled in. She is someone that we will have on a lot more regularly since we bumped into each other at O'Henry's at Brookwood Mall. Who knew?
Love it.
Such great communication and contacts can go on right there because it's kind of like my extra office. It's my way from the office.
Yeah.
That's where I do almost everything.
Isn't it great? Oh, I know, man.
I love it. And they're not paying a dime for that, just like that. I know. So, and I think they're still open, and they have Sirius Satellite. They should be listening to Tal Prince Live on every Sunday night. So, you know, go tell them. Garrett, get on that. So, Alice, thanks so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much. I had such a great time.
It goes really fast.
It does really. I can't believe we're done.
I know. We would like to have another hour, man. But, you know, hey. All right. So, thanks for listening. We're going to be back here next week. You have listened tonight to Tal Prince Live on Sirius Satellite Radio, FamilyNet, Channel 161. We will see you right here next week.